It is September 8th, 2011. Bob Sprankle here, and I thought I would just reflect on something different today, other than talking about school. I thought I'd talk about the book that I've been reading, actually listening to as I drive to and fro work. It's called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, and I believe Skloot is the author's last name. Possibly Erica, I gotta look it up. Great book, amazing, absolutely astounding, on an emotional level and on a scientific level, just riveting and unfolds like a mystery. Thoroughly enjoying it, and I highly recommend it. A couple things that really have impacted me while reading it is, one thing that I really am impressed by is, as people, the story briefly, and I don't want to give too much away, but the story is about this woman, Henrietta Lacks, whose cells have been pretty much taken from her, and they're cancerous cells, but they're immortal. They actually grow and become quite significant in the field of medicine and curing certain diseases and things like that. And she was an African-American woman, and this was taken from her without any consent, and from her or her family, and they didn't even know really about this whole thing for quite a while. So it unfolds, you know, in many, many ways, scientifically, the mystery, the story, etc. But one thing that's so amazing is, as the writer, Skloot, is trying to get the story and write about this, the community protects the family. You know, there's like layers that she has to go through, and almost like tests to go through before she can actually get close to interviewing the family and win their trust. And I just love how the community kind of bands together. And, you know, they've been bothered so much by other journalists and other scientists and stuff that there's this protection thing. The other thing that that really amazed me yesterday, listening on the scientific level, I mean, I was driving home and literally just my jaw dropped at the writing was so great about this, where one scientist basically comes forward and disproves all this work that's been done for over a decade in cell work. I don't know what you would call that, cellular discoveries. Due to the fact that he pretty much proves that the cultures they were using were contaminated with Henrietta Lacks' cells, these HeLa cells. And if that's true, then all the work that they've done is invalid, and just absolutely amazing. A whole decade or more of work just basically discounted within this one talk. I was just stunned. Another thing that really blew me away, I was running and listening to the audio the other day, and it was at a very intense point in the book where it's all about some abuse that happened to the family members when they were children. Really, really horrific stuff. And the reader is incredible. I guess there's actually two readers. I just figured that out today. But the reader's incredible. And I, while she was going through this, her whole timbre of her voice changed, the pace changed, and I swear I detected that she was actually like a little stuffed up in the nasal passages reading this. And I think, and I wonder if she actually got so emotional she started crying and then had to take this again. She could be acting for all I know, but I've never listened to a book where you actually feel like the person reading is an actual other person feeling and experiencing the book like you are on that emotional level. It was kind of intense. Anyway, highly recommend Henrietta Lacks, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.